Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, January 29th, 2020. I'm Sarah Lane. Apple reported its first quarter earnings with revenue at $91.8 billion, well above analyst expectations of $88.43 billion. Per share profit was also up at $4.99 over the expected $4.54 per share. Products brought in the lion's share of Apple's revenue at $79.1 billion, with the iPhone bringing in $56 billion of that. Apple posted a year-over-year decline in Mac revenue, which only brought in $7.2 billion, although CEO Tim Cook highlighted that the company posted all-time records for services and wearables. Cook also said the number of active Apple devices has grown to 1.5 billion, and that iOS 13 and iPadOS 13 adoption has almost hit 80% for iPhones and iPads from the last 4 years. Google announced it's paid out over $21 million since launching its bug bounty program in November of 2010, and in the past year paid $6.5 million to 461 different security researchers. Google paid out $800,000 for Google Play bugs, $1 million for Chrome, $1.9 million for Android, and $2.1 million across other Google products. The company also said that security researchers donated an all-time high of $507,000 to charities last year. Google's bounty payouts range from $100 to $1.5 million based on the risk level of the bug. In 2019, the biggest single reward was $201,000, up from $41,000 in 2018. The information sources say that Google may unify its existing communication services into a workplace-oriented app to compete with Slack and Microsoft Teams. The unified app is said to include Gmail messaging and the company's two Hangout apps, Hangouts Chat and Hangouts Meet, plus Drive access so teams can share content more easily, and all offered as part of G Suite. Samsung announced a 5G version of the Galaxy Tab S6 set to go on sale in South Korea on Thursday for 999,900 won, or about $850. Samsung didn't say when the device would be launched in other markets. Those who buy the tablet by March 31st will get a free Samsung book cover keyboard. The Galaxy Tab S6 5G has the same Qualcomm Snapdragon 855 processor as the 4G and Wi-Fi only versions, but also uses the Snapdragon X50 5G modem. The tablet has a single configuration with 6 gigs of RAM and 128 gigs of storage. Gartner estimates that smartphone sales dropped 2% in 2019, the first drop since Gartner broke out smartphones as a separate category 11 years ago. Gartner forecasts that sales will rise 3% worldwide in 2020, partly due to 5G rollouts. The Verge wrote up a new service called Scroll that removes ads from participating websites for $5 per month. Scroll has partnered with sites like BuzzFeed News, The Atlantic, Vox, and Gizmodo to set a cookie that tells the site not to show ads on desktop or mobile. The tool allows for some native ads like internal promotions, referral links, and some basic analytics, but most all ads will be gone. Scroll keeps $1.50 of the monthly fee and splits the rest up based on what participating sites you're visiting. You can see what sites got how much when logged into Scroll's site. The Electronic Frontier Foundation announced that Ring's Android app is using multiple embedded third-party trackers that aren't included in Ring's privacy notice. The EFF says that Ring is using tools for inspecting web traffic and delivering users' personal information, such as names and email addresses, to four marketing and analytics firms, Branch.io, Mixpanel.com, AppsFlyer.com, and Facebook.com. That's even if a Ring customer doesn't have a Facebook account. Ring's privacy policy, which was last updated in May of 2018, states that the company does use web analytics services to, quote, improve features, optimize the customer experience, and evaluate the effectiveness of our marketing, and also claims to identify which third-party services specifically are used by the company. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg will visit Brussels in mid-February to meet with European Union officials and address antitrust and privacy concerns over how the company handles user data. Facebook said in a statement that Zuckerberg will meet with European decision makers in Brussels to discuss a framework for new rules and regulation for the internet. The European Commission is expected to overhaul liability rules for platforms, with a proposal slated for the end of the year. And finally, U.S. Interior Department officials plan to formally adopt a no-fly rule for drones made in China or with Chinese parts. Interior officials say that all of the department's roughly 800 drones are currently made in China or have Chinese parts, and it temporarily grounded its fleet last year over concerns that the devices could be used for espionage. Interior Secretary David Bernhardt told the Wall Street Journal that his department will grant exceptions for training flights, tracking wildfires, and in emergencies when human safety or property damage are at risk, such as search and rescue operations. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. Remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.